This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. India scripted history by winning the ICC Men's T20 World Cup title for record third time, beating New Zealand by 96 runs in the final match at Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad last night. Chasing a massive target of 256 runs set by men in blue, the New Zealand got bundled out for just 159 runs in 19 overs. Jasprit Bumrah bagged highest 4 wickets and was adjudged player of the match. Earlier, after being invited to bat first, India scored 255 runs, the highest ever total in a World Cup final, at the loss of 5 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. Sanju Samson emerged as the highest scorer with 89 runs off just 46 balls. Samson was also named as player of the series for his consistent performance. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have congratulated the Indian cricket team for winning the ICC Men's T20 World Cup. In a social media post, President Murmu said, India has the proud distinction of being the only country to win the cup 3 times and it is also the only team to win the cup twice in a row. In his message, Vice President said that the nation celebrates this glorious victory with immense pride. In a social media post, Prime Minister said this remarkable triumph reflects exceptional skills, determination and teamwork. The second phase of budget session of Parliament will commence today and will continue till 2nd of next month. Lok Sabha is scheduled to take up a resolution seeking removal of Speaker Om Birla today. The notice will be moved by 3 Congress members, Mohammad Javed, K. Suresh and Mallu Ravi. If the resolution is taken up by the Lok Sabha, Mr. Birla will not preside over the proceedings and instead he will sit among members. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar is also scheduled to make a statement regarding the situation in West Asia in the Lok Sabha. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the post-budget webinar on the theme Sabka Saath Sabka Vikas, Fulfilling Aspirations of People through video conferencing today. Under this theme, multiple breakout sessions will be organized across sectors including education and skilling, health and Ayush, tourism and hospitality, among others. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth around 33,500 crore rupees in New Delhi yesterday. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said the facilities and infrastructure in the national capital are being steadily strengthened and expanded. He said the project's launch will strengthen infrastructure, improve connectivity and enhance the ease of living of people in the city. He said the new metro section will provide a significant benefit to millions of residents of the capital.
Jo metro ka naya section shuru hua hai, usse rajdhani ke lakhon logo ko bahut badi suvidha milne wali hai. Khas taur par purvi aur uttar purvi Delhi ke logon ke liye ab roz ka safar pehle se kahin zyada aasan hoga. In sab ke saath hi Ghaziabad, Noida, फरीदाबाद और गुरुग्राम जैसे एनसीआर के शहरों से दिल्ली के अलग अलग हिस्सों में आना जाना और भी आसान हो जाएगा.
In Iran, Mujtaba Khamenei, the son of the country's late supreme leader, has been named as his successor. Iranian state television announced that Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard Corps declared its allegiance to the new leader. It said the IRGC, as a powerful soldier and arm of the supreme leader, is ready to follow the orders of supreme leader Mujtaba Khamenei while supporting the selection made by the assembly. The White House did not immediately respond to requests for comment on Mujtaba Khamenei's appointment. However, U.S. President Donald Trump, in an interview with Axios last week, said that Khamenei's son would be unacceptable to him. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has predicted severe heat wave conditions over Himachal Pradesh for today. The weather agency has also predicted thunderstorms accompanied with lightning and gusty winds over Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Bihar, Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Jharkhand, Odisha, Sub-Himalayan, West Bengal and Sikkim till today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.